listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Pradela. Thank you for listening.
Maklum status kita LDR-an, lewat pulsa kita pun bersua. Tanggung bulan, dompet gemeteran, HP lowbat, paketku pun istet. Cafe yang sesuai budget, demi update dirimu di gadget. Mencari wifi yang untuk kirim, mencari wifi dalam langgan tertentu. Mencari wifi sudah hati, mencari wifi, wifi, we'll be right back.
listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
you're still staying tuned to RRW Service Voice of Indonesia, and Indonesia is preparing for the upcoming holy month of Ramadan or the fasting month, which Indonesians identify it by certain ad of certain product being put on television, social media, and even on billboards. If this particular product has been releasing a new advertisement, it means that Ramadan is coming. Yes, of course, Ramadan is always festive. It has a lot of food. Last year, the trend was the takjil war, or a kind of quote-unquote, okay, war to buy food to break the fasting. Why is it called a war? Because the ones hunting for the food are not only the Muslims who are doing the fasting, even some Christians and people from different religions also. Well, we also want to eat something nice that we only have during the Ramadan month. But to make sure that the food product and especially cosmetics, because everybody want to look good during certain particular times, apparently our food and drugs agency BPOM is improving monitoring towards the food and cosmetic products in the market. And of course, this is to protect the people from dangerous products that can, of course, harm their health. The head of BPOM, Taruna Ikrar, said that they will consistently act firmly against illegal cosmetics that is being sold online. And besides cosmetic, this particular takjil, or the food to break the fast, will be also monitored by the Food and Drugs Agency, because some foods has the risk to contain dangerous substances like preservative, like borax or formalin, that is of course not edible, not food grade at all. And based on last year's monitoring, the Food and Drugs Agency found that some takjil or the food with some dangerous chemical materials or even textile coloring. Therefore, the people, everybody who might want to have another takjil this year, is asked to be more selective in picking the food for breaking the fast. And question, why am I sharing this with you? Because Indonesians know that the takjil war is not only between the Muslims and some other religions, but also Indonesians and people from other countries. Well, we watch so many tourists, so many expatriates also joining in this very festive, quote-unquote, fun war to buy the food. So in the spirit of welcoming Ramadan, prepare your money and also prepare your whatever that you want to buy, but please make sure to keep yourself safe by being more selective in choosing your food to break the fast.
Saatku berjalan tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas sampai tanpa batas. Lalu ada sirdendi bernyanyi, mereka kembali lagi musikin diri kopi. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan otong koyo Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagi.
abaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth. Without Balinese traditional music, it makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Ketak in order.
Ribuan hari aku menunggumu, jutaan lagu tercipta untukmu. Apakah kau akan terus begini? Masih adakah celah di hatimu yang masih bisa kutuk singgahi? Cobalah aku kapan engkau mau. Kesejukan yang kau rasa. Coba keluar di terik siang, ingatlah bintang yang kau sapa, maka kehangatan yang kau.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is quote of the day. Anyone who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote from Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Abdullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's famous work are so many, but some of them are Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Weyck. Now, listener, that's quote of the day.
Indonesia. I am the bass, low is the face, come from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass, embrace the pace, no need a crown, cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike, we move and we groove, we are silent proof. You and I will feel alive, yeah, strike through the bone when we hit the tone like this. Yeah, I am the bass, low is the face, goes from the down, drives like a name. Yeah, I am the bass. God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. Ah. From the ground, fill up the space. I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the bass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come from the ground, fill up the space.
Yeah, we're gonna fill up the space.
We are the bass.
Give us
grace. Can you feel the sound? We are the bass.
I am the bass.
Listener, if you go to Lake Toba in Sumatra, make sure to watch the show called Sigale Gale, which is a traditional puppet show, which has a kind of sad story behind it. But if you haven't got the time or the chance to come to Indonesia, here is the story of Sigale Gale for you.
At first glance, his face looks like the face of an adult human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes and a piece of ulos, a typical woven cloth of the Batak tribe, is slung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sortali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigale Gale, a unique wooden doll from Pomo village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigale Gale statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro.
Sigale Gale ini sebenarnya
Sigale Gale is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region or Samosir Island whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simanggale, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of Manortor or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simanggale died or was killed in the battle. His body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, he regretted to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat fell ill and almost lost his memory, because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, and he summoned a powerful shaman who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simanggale. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigale Gale could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of a shaman. But now, Sigale Gale is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigale Gale comes from the word gale, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigale Gale is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes so that Sigale Gale can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigale Gale's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigalegal statue at the performance venue in Valmont. But because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made.
Sebenarnya kalau patung benar Sigalegal kita yang paling tua sebenarnya yang ada.
In fact, our oldest Sigalegal statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the three Sigalegal statues that we can see today at the Sigalegal Performance Venue in Pomok, all of them wear black cloaks. Does this have any meaning?
Nah, jadi sebenarnya gini, Bu, karena
well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black ulos traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they died. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangale, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or tortor. This can be seen today when we visit Tomok, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions after seeing Sigalegale and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigalegale directly.
Nah, itu kita sangat-sangat.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the Tortor Batak tradition. So we teach Manortor to children. There is an order in doing Manortor by holding ulos traditional cloth. We were sort for women and for men. The ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I think Lake Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do Manortor.
After I see and take part in the Tortor dance with Sigalegale, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. This Batak culture is really interesting.
We are from the city of Subulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for holiday to see Sigalegale, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I am actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures. I see Sigalegale and feel entertained. I want to come here again.
Harapan kita sebenarnya banyak.
We actually have a lot of hopes, Mel, especially regarding Sigalegale, because this must be preserved. This is one of the Batak cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Beautiful name. sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nyawa ini. Kemestarian tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai sangat di jiwa. Oh hatiku ini rindu, namun tak perlu mengharap.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Listening to Abid G. Ade, Adira and Segara with a song titled Allergy Esok Pagi or Tomorrow Morning's Allergy. And apparently the song was released in 1980 and then released again by Abid G. Ade along with his two sons Adira and Segara with a fresher new ones. And of course, I'd like to thank you for listeners who has been joining us on VONS.ID, the application RRE Digital. And after this listener, starting from 12 p.m. Jakarta time, Ray will be in here with you, and apparently he'll be talking something related to the forest and fun facts about forest and how we can contribute protecting the forest. And of course, many more information from Indonesia will be still available on Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. And if you got something to say, share it with us up to our WhatsApp number, which is +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130, and also to our social media accounts, Instagram, TikTok, VOI_official, our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. And if you wanna see again the morning talk or the VOI talk, it is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Well then, I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure to stay tuned with us and at Radio Service, Voice of Indonesia.
pagi yang dingin, hanya ada sedikit bintang malam ini. Mungkin karena kau sedang cantik-cantiknya.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Banjarmasin commits to 24 hours emergency waste management. Government launches cheap market operations to stabilize food prices during Ramadan. And now the news in details. The Banjarmasin city government demonstrates its full commitment to handling emergency waste management by operating 24 hours a day. These initiatives involve various stakeholders to ensure the city's cleanliness is maintained. These efforts are expected to improve environmental quality and public comfort. The next news. The government has initiated market operations to ensure food price stability during Ramadan. This effort aims to provide affordable essential goods for the public, preventing price surges that often occur during the fasting month. The initiative is expected to ease the economic burden on communities and maintain market balance. And that was the news. Hello, world listener. Welcome back, and still here in Indonesia today. But now you are still with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And world listener, this is a song, a chill start of today's broadcast with the Massive Rosa featuring David Noah with Pernah Memiliki or Used to Have. Can you tell me what you used to have during your childhood, maybe through our online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in RRA Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. But enough about me, let's continue listening to this song.
Sama sehidup semati temani aku di sini. Namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.